Let's round up the week with our comedians. And it's Double Pink, Pinky Agnew and Irene Pink with us today. Kia ora korua.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. It's Marie, Susie and Irene. You've got the Pinkster team here today.
And where are we starting, Pinkster team?
Irene?
I was thinking about the kissing, the obligatory kissing in Italy. The zona romantica. So apparently there are parts in Italy now where I don't know if you have to kiss the person you're with or just a stranger walking by, but to make, it's all red romantic in Italy, but these are specific places that they want you to kiss, which is so Italian, isn't it?
It doesn't make
it's so very Italian. Mm. And I just worry that, they're not forcing anyone to wear masks, for example, in the COVID pandemic, but they're forcing people, or they're having, tongue in cheek, rather than tongue in mouth, but tongue in cheek apparently a little bit. But they have these particular beauty spots in Italy where they say that they are zona romantica obbligario baciarisi. Kissing is obligatory. And apparently there are no penalties attached. But, yeah, it all seems a bit ick to me, actually.
They should bring it here, I reckon. We could have a kissing in Hamilton or something.
Hobbiton.
That'd
encourage
more,
people.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why not? But I was also...
Sorry, Pinky.
I was also intrigued to see in Italy that Domino's has finally had to give up the ghost in Italy. Having failed to conquer the home of pizza, they've been drummed out, they've gone bankrupt. It's all bad.
Yeah, what I like about this story, though, is that there's tons of people that be like, gleeful because, imagine an American company coming to Italy and trying to sell pizza to Italians. But this is true market, though. So it failed, which is, fair enough. They got a few stores open. But the market didn't stay in the market. So bye-bye. But I do feel sorry for the pineapple producers because apparently it's the only way you could get pineapple on your pizza at Domino's, as the Italians hate it, don't they?
Oh, we're quite right too. But there was another food story I loved, which was the roundabout in Leicester in the UK, where they have a roundabout, famous roundabout called Pork Pie Roundabout, because Leicester is renowned for its pork pies. And so that's what they named it. And the local vegans have got together and demanded that the Pork Pie Roundabout be renamed. And I thought, oh, my goodness, we've got some, other landmarks, particularly in New Zealand, that might need to be renamed to be more inclusive of vegans, like for example, Mount Cook. Maybe it needs to be Mount Raw Food. The Beehive, maybe it needs to be the Beehive.
The Beehive.
Because honey's not a...
That sounds a bit like a strip club, though. That could get a different type of people going.
It could do too, but apparently honey is not a vegan food, so.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I do like a good pork pie, though. I mean, I know that a lot of people find them really gross, but got a pork, especially from England. I just feel like, it's because I didn't realise that the vegan, the connection with vegans there also is that the guy that founded veganism comes from the same area or something, so. It all sounds a bit, but I also thought that a pork pie roundabout actually just made it sound like the roundabout is terrible, as in, you would basically kill yourself trying to get through it, rather than it being just because of the shape of the building, apparently. But talking of cars and roundabouts, the car thief, the young 18-year-old who was, the police tried to arrest him in his house, and to hide from the police, he managed to squish himself into a giant teddy bear. Which made me think he was either teeny tiny or that bear was massive.
Well, from the photo, it looked like the bear was massive. So he'd obviously thought about it beforehand, scooped out the insides of the bear, climbed into it, and then the police noticed when they searched the premises that the bear was breathing. Ooh.
Yeah, let's hope there weren't any kids in the house that would have, recurring, they'd need counselling after that happening, seeing a bear, wouldn't they come to life?
They definitely would. Another story that tickled me was that apparently the ACC claims for high heel injuries in New Zealand are flattening out, and they are saying, oh, women are making better choices about their shoes. And I thought, well, actually, for 2.5 years, we've all been living in slippers and jandals, and we've hardly been going out to nightclubs. So, who's wearing high heels?
Apparently more men are. There were more men making claims, which was interesting. And I wonder if we, because you know how the jandals, they used to just break, and they'd break mid-stride and then you'd get an injury because they would fling up. But I'm actually wearing more high heels. I feel like out of coming out of lockdown, I want to do, even though I used to hate high heels, and I feel like I'm going to be one of those ACC claimants this year at some point.
Just don't run. No. Sashay,
yeah. And talking of sashaying, actually nothing to do with sashaying, the firefighters. I was really interested to read about the amount of bird rescues our firefighters do. It's not, don't get me wrong, you're not supposed to ring them for every bird that gets stuck in a tree, but it is something that they do quite regularly with cockatoos, and which I thought was weird though, because don't birds fly? So how can they get stuck in a tree? Don't they just fly off from the tree?
Well, I think the sad truth is that some of the birds, some cage birds actually have their wings kind of trimmed so that they can't fly, so they can't escape.
Oh, so how do they get in the tree?
Well, they can fly a little.
Apparently
they do sort of the little snipped but grow back. So, But, you know, I'm looking out my window. I can see about 20 sparrows trapped in my tree. So I think I'm going to ring the fire brigade and see if they'll come and rescue them. I'm really worried about them. I really am.
Why are they trapped in the tree? Like a cage in there or something?
See them. They're fluttering. They're trying to get free. And the poor little sparrows.
They won't come out for the ugly birds. They only come out for the pretty birds, which is the cockatiels and the brightly coloured ones. But, yeah, I was, like, for different areas, like, apparently the Henderson firefighters, they go out and do a lot. And it's not the cats. It's the birds as well.
It's all about the birds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're probably keeping the cats locked inside with their people. Mm. More cats seem to be locked inside now or kept inside.
But I guess
absolutely. House cats, they're certainly a bit of a thing.